Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Camping in the Pacific Northwest, you settle in for the night. The fire is out, you're safe and sound in your tent with your significant other, and start to fall asleep with the many sounds of the forest. Tree branches rustling in the breeze, a creek makes trickling sounds nearby, and before you fully go to sleep, you realize you probably should empty your bladder. Carefully exiting the tent, you make your way past the clearing into the trees, and you hear what sounds like a howl, but you can't put an animal to it. You finish your business, turn around to return to your tent, and hear a large branch break somewhere in front of you. And then you see it. It's still far away, maybe 150 yards, and all you have is moonlight to see. But it's standing on two legs, probably 7 or 8 feet tall, and covered in dark hair. As soon as it realizes you can see it, it runs, and you run back to your tent. The next morning, there is no evidence of your encounter, just a memory you'll never forget.
Welcome to another intriguing episode of All Things Mysterious, the podcast where all the realms of true crime, supernatural, and the unexplained converge. I'm your host, Jordan.
I'm Matt.
We're ready to plunge into today's fascinating mysteries. Let's dive right in. You guessed it, we're going over Bigfoot today. As the sightings and legends go, Bigfoot is part of the ape family, anywhere between 6 and 9 feet tall, and has been sighted with dark brown, sometimes red-brown hair all over its body. While many people believe Bigfoot doesn't exist, there are actually some small pieces of evidence pointing to its existence.
Bigfoot, also called Sasquatch, has been around since at least 1811, when the first documented footprints were found. But Native American paintings show a creature very similar to Bigfoot, so it's possible he's been around earlier than that. The footprints found are usually 13 or more inches long and vary from human footprints in shape. While they do have five toes, much like humans do, they're wider than humans and mainly have horizontal lines, while these footprints have had vertical lines. Bigfoot is largely known to be seen in the Pacific Northwest, but has been sighted in the many forests across the United States and Canada, possibly worldwide.
I will say that out of all the cryptids, Bigfoot is probably the least likely one that I believe in, just because it's more mainstream.
That's part of why I actually did this episode. I didn't think you would eventually get around to doing it because you like the lesser known cryptids.
Yeah, to me, the ones that are less known and less commercialized are the ones that seem more realistic. And obviously, Bigfoot is probably the most well-known cryptid, but it's also the one that probably has been spotted the least.
I don't know. There's a lot of sightings.
I know, but compared to how popular it is. But it just seems there's a lot more sightings of other cryptids than there is Bigfoot, which to me is weird because Bigfoot's obviously a very big creature, if it exists. So why haven't we seen one?
No, I'm right there with you, actually, and I'm going over that later in the episode, too, because I also find that really odd.
And then, obviously, we know a lot more now than we did back then. You probably get into it at some point, so I'll wait to comment on that until you actually get to it. But that's another reason why I don't think it's real.
We have all sorts of things to get into on Bigfoot today.
But I do like the Bigfoot story.
I just had to attack a Bigfoot story today. I had to, because I happen to just love the story of Bigfoot.
Don't get me wrong, I do too. I'm also glad that you're doing it because, like I said, Bigfoot's not my favorite. And it was one that I was actually dreading the most to do.
Don't you worry. I took that right on out of your hands. Many videos over the years have been taken of Bigfoot, but unfortunately many were revealed to also be a hoax. The most infamous is the story and film of Roger Patterson and Bob Gimlin, who went in search of proof of Bigfoot in October of 1967, and some believe they found it. They took a couple of horses into Northern California trails along with a camera. The footage shows them riding, come along some massive trees, and working their way through the brush. And then as the camera pans across the trees, you see a clear image of what appears to be a Bigfoot striding openly across a field. The footage then gets shaky. According to Roger Patterson, his horse wasn't cooperating, which is why the film was jerky. And then after a moment when he's able to refocus it onto Bigfoot as it walks across the field, they did try to follow it, but lost it deep in the brush. When they returned later, they returned with plaster casts and were able to get molds of footprints as well, but were never able to actually find Bigfoot aside from the footage they got.
This is the one video that I actually find intriguing just because it's the only one, to my knowledge, that hasn't been debunked. It has some validity to it.
Yep.
Here's my problem with the whole Bigfoot thing. The fact that everybody has a camera in their pocket now, and you're telling me nobody has legitimate footage?
Oh, I know. That kind of boggles my mind a little bit, too, because literally all of us now have a phone with a camera on it that is way better quality than the camera they had in 1967. I do understand. I have a horse I've been riding since I was 10 years old, and he was riding, and as he said, his horse basically was rearing up and panicking. I can understand that, because trust me when I say that if you expect an animal that's a prey animal to see something like that and behave, oh, this is nothing. No, they're going to try and bolt. And I get that 100% because you don't want to, it's not a good time.
Like I said, I believe that the footage is legitimate. It's been around for like 60 years or something. It hasn't been debunked yet, so I don't think it's going to get debunked. So I have no reason not to believe that it's legitimate. The problem is, does that mean that there's actually a Bigfoot around now? No, not really. It means that at one point there could have been a Bigfoot, or at least a primate that we just didn't have a name for. But like I said, that's probably the most compelling one, I'd say.
I would agree. So let's get into some debunking. So the thing is, when you go out to film a documentary on an animal that no one can find, and then you almost immediately find it, most people believe that's a hoax. Both Roger and Bob stood firm that it was not a hoax, but a costume designer has come out and said they sold a gorilla suit to both of them before the incident. Not only that, but the man supposedly wearing the suit came forward in 1998. The only problem? The suit that he describes that he wore does not match his physical stature, nor does it match the suit in the video. He claimed it was made of red horsehide, but the video was clearly of a black or gray fur. He said it was a two-piece suit, but in the video, if it's fake, an incredibly well-made one-piece suit at best. But the person that claimed to sell the suit said it was not made of horsehide. So who's telling the truth?
I don't believe that this one is faked, just because in order for you to see the muscles flexing in the leg, it would have to be a skin-tight suit.
The stature of the man didn't really fit. If he was wearing pads and stuff underneath it, the suit couldn't have molded to him that way. There would have been wrinkles in the suit, and it just wouldn't have looked as natural. There's just no way. Even with the film back in 1967, you would have seen that.
The only possible way that they could fake it is if the man that was in the suit was basically built like a Sasquatch.
Don't get me wrong. The film is from 1967, but it's not bad quality film.
Compared to today's standards.
But you can see that level of detail.
And that's why I said that's the one video that can't be debunked. Not saying that in the future it's not going to be able to be debunked in some fashion. But as of right now, it hasn't been debunked.
No. How rare is it to go out and be like, you know what, I'm going to go see if I can find this beast that nobody can find. And then they're like, hey, look, I found it. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not something that usually happens.
No, and I get that. You got to understand that this time, this was like right in the Bigfoot craze. So there was a lot of people out looking for this thing. To me, it's not unreasonable that they had a camera because that's literally what they set out to do.
Yeah, 100% what they were literally doing.
Then you've got other eyewitness accounts. There was, I know there's a story of a child who went missing in the woods. And then later on, they found him on the side of the road. And he said, a big hairy man brought me down.
Terrifying, actually, if it wasn't a Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'd rather it be a Bigfoot than an actual just hairy man.
There's a lot of stories about Bigfoot eyewitness accounts. Granted, I'd say probably 80% of the stories out there are fake or hoaxes or just lies.
It even just could be something as simple as people thinking what they saw is a Bigfoot.
My favorite story is the story of a sideshow that bought the Bigfoot corpse.
I don't think I even saw that one.
The amount is disputed, obviously, but they at least paid a few hundred thousand dollars for it.
Good God.
Supposedly authentic corpse.
Yep.
Turns out it was just raw meat in a Bigfoot suit.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
They end up having to take the person who sold it to him to court and everything. I don't think they ever actually publicized what happened, but that story is just hilarious to me.
I can't believe I didn't come across that.
Yeah, that was my favorite story of all. They did sell him what they told him they would, because it is a Bigfoot.
It is a corpse, technically.
But yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of stories.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
At one point, we actually believe we may have DNA evidence. In 1976, two U.S. Forest Service employees believed they saw Bigfoot and called a man named Peter Byrne, a Bigfoot expert. They led him to where they had seen the animal, and he found several hairs and skin cells where it had brushed against a tree, and sent those to the FBI for examination. It took 43 years. 43. But finally, the FBI released what they found, and said it was of deer family origin.
Not saying the FBI is lying.
43 years to get the result of a deer family origin.
That's odd to me. Now, if it was an unknown species, would they release it?
See, that's what I was thinking. And so originally, like, it took them so long to get the evidence that they were like, this is real sketchy. Which a lot of people took to believing that it was Bigfoot that the hair belonged to, because the FBI wasn't releasing anything.
But it could be that maybe at the time when they first got it, it was an unknown species. And then it was just a species that was discovered later on.
Yeah, it's just really bizarre.
Now, we obviously know that the government will hide stuff from us, especially stuff like that that they think would quote unquote protect us.
Also, everything is a weather balloon.
I love it when they had those hearings in Congress about aliens and stuff. The guy basically admitted that, yes, we've got alien crafts and even DNA biologicals of possible aliens.
No, all of us were like...
It didn't even really make the news. Obviously, it was during the COVID and everything, and people were so focused on fighting about that that most people didn't even notice.
Yeah, we already knew.
Which, granted, I do believe that maybe back in the 50s and 60s, it probably would have caused panic.
Oh, back then for sure.
I live under the assumption that with the trillions of planets in the universe, it's statistically unlikely that there's not alien life out there.
No, it's just really selfish to think of.
I get why people don't want to believe it. Technically, you could argue he still wanted to believe in a God that God created every creature in the universe. It just means we're not special as everybody thinks we are.
We're not.
My point is that we obviously know the government would lie to us.
Every day. Well, yeah, they think that they're saving us, and they could be doing that with Bigfoot. Maybe they're trying to save the remaining few that are out there. There are people out there who still just search for Bigfoot, and they believe to have caught Bigfoot calls on audio. Wildlife experts have compared these calls to existing wildlife, and while most of them can be explained away as either coyotes or bird calls, there are a couple that experts have not managed to make a match to. Does that make it from a Bigfoot? Not necessarily, but it is a possibility.
I don't know how I honestly feel about the Bigfoot calls, just because there's a lot of animals we probably don't know what they actually sound like. There's just a lot of things that we don't necessarily know what they sound like. So I don't know how I feel about the audio evidence. I'd much rather have video, to be honest. Because, you know, you can make any sound you want. There's not really any way to disprove it, especially if it's a sound that you created. But it also doesn't necessarily prove that there's a Bigfoot, because, again, you could have created a sound. And especially nowadays, you've got Bigfoot calls that they've made that supposedly sound like Bigfoot. So obviously we can replicate the sound, or at least replicate the sound that we believe is Bigfoot. So who's to say that wasn't somebody making a Bigfoot call?
Because according to these audio expert people, because I don't know nearly enough about the subject, you can test it against other sounds and you can test it against what kind of sounds that people can make and replicate. And there are some sounds that, like, you can't replicate.
But you can obviously replicate, like, the Bigfoot call, because they do have actual Bigfoot calls that you can buy. So I just don't think there's a way, if someone created the Bigfoot sound, if there's a way you could actually tell that they created it.
Maybe. So why haven't we ever found Bigfoot bones or remains if they are real? We know that if Bigfoot is real, they prefer to be solitary and hidden, residing in forests. We also know they're very human-like, just based on the appearance alone and the small behaviors witnesses have claimed to see. So what if they bury their dead? Even if they don't, they live in places humans don't frequent very often, and nature very easily could take care of their remains, except maybe bones.
That's always been my biggest question is, if there is Bigfoot, we should have found some kind of remains at this point. And I get that it lives in the wilderness, especially the less traveled wilderness.
But you'd think that you would find something by now.
And that's my point is, if there is something, we would find some kind of remains at some point.
We literally have dinosaur skeletons, but we don't have a Bigfoot skeleton.
I mean, we should have found some kind of remains at this point. That's my biggest problem with the Bigfoot. Why don't we have any kind of physical evidence? Why haven't we been able to find any kind of skin, hair, bodies, anything like that?
It should be simple, but it's not.
So either the Bigfoot is like super intelligent where it's really good at hiding its tracks. Another possibility is the government is actively trying to help conceal it. Sometimes the simplest answer is the answer. And the simplest answer here is the Bigfoot doesn't exist.
Yeah. The only thing that gets me is that people have cited Bigfoot for so long. So, like, where does that come from?
And it could be that maybe at one point Bigfoot did exist, but a species that went extinct.
Maybe. So, do you believe Bigfoot is real or a total hoax? Sightings that go back 1,000 years can't just mean nothing. Or do they? Is it a story that we all just believe? A giant hairy ape living quietly in our forest, hiding amongst the brush, watching us from a distance. Until we find the proof that we need, we won't know for sure. Thank you for joining us on this journey through all things mysterious. Your engagement is what makes this so rewarding. If you've enjoyed uncovering these mysteries with us, please show your support by liking, subscribing, and following us on your favorite listening platform. For more intriguing content and ways to stay connected, don't forget to check us out on our links in the description below. Your involvement is the key to unlocking more thrilling mysteries.
As always, we keep you guessing.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Saving money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with damp-rid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on damp-rid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals. Save big.